Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's Oxford Biomedica Collaboration and License Agreement with Bioveritas conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode, and if you wish to ask a question today, you will need to press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise this conference is being recorded today on Thursday, the 15th of February, 2018. I would now like to introduce and hand the conference over to your first speaker, CEO John Dawson. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here today, and we're delighted to talk to you about our new deal with Bioveritas working in haemophilia. Just today, I'll be presenting after Stuart Naylor, our CFO, then to Peter Nolan, our CBO, later on. And after... God. I'll pass across to the lines after the questions. So during the presentation, we'll be making forward-looking statements which cannot be relied upon. So into the meat of the presentation. We are a world-leading gene cell therapy company, and we've been worked on Lentivector now for 20 years. We've been pioneers of this Lentivector-enabled technology, and we were partners with Novartis, on the first approval of gene therapies on the US markets with the FDA. And this new deal with Bioveritas validates this to go forward. Partnerships, we have plenty of those now. New ones with Bioveritas, Immune Design, Novartis, GC, LabCell, Spring Cross, and Oxford Therapeutics. And we have two of our drugs in Sanofi's hands in phase 1, 2, and phase 2 going forward in ophthalmology. And GSK have taken access to our patents for a pipeline of rare orphan diseases. Our sites are now FDA and MHRA validated, we have state-of-the-art bioprocessing and laboratory facilities, and we can make clinical and commercial supplies there. Part of the strategy of the business and the backbone of our company is our Lentivector-enabled delivery platform. This breaks down into four particular parts. First of all, patents and know-how. Know-how is so important to us because we get royalties way beyond the expiry of the patents going forward. Facilities, we spent £26 million over the last 2.5 to 3 years on our GMP suites and our laboratories. We have state-of-the-art facilities there. Expertise, we have first-class people in the business, very, very skilled. And we've grown from about 80 people back in January 14 to roughly 320 now as we speak. But again, a real big thing for the business is our quality systems. We are now validated by the FDA and by Novartis as well, and we are now in a position where working with large other customers can be very easy for us because we have these quality systems in place going forward. Our model breaks into two particular parts after that. Partner programs, here we have the ideas of multiple income streams going forward there with process development fees, incentives, bioprocessing or manufacturing revenues, and a big thing for us is this long-term interest in partners' products with royalties. Again, deals of this type would be Orchard, Therapeutics, Bioveritas, and of course, Novartis. We continually develop our platforms to make sure we are at the forefront of activities here, and we make sure we're doing this by having, for example, our 200-litre bioreactors, analytical testing, and our processes going forward to make sure we can do this to be the best in the market. Very importantly, working the bioreactors has taken us to a place where we can work in liver and lung, and this is why we're now working with Bioveritas. We're in a place where we can reduce the cost of vector significantly to a point where these indications can be feasible. Talking about our own pipeline on the other side of the business, we have this particular stance now where we are spinning out of assets into pre-clin, ready for phase 1-2. At that point in time, we actually see partners in place for either a licensing deal or a special purpose vehicle. We continue to find new ideas and bring them forward. First of all, we're working there in the background to think about other things from research and discovery, bringing them through our early stage into our development committees, ready to spin out later on, ready to go there. We have development milestones to come there in this business, royalties, and of course manufacturing. We continue to do that for partners too. And categories of partner falling into this would be Sanofi, GSK, and Green Cross LabCell. I'll pass now to Peter Nolan to talk about the structure of the deal and the license agreement.
Yeah, thank you, John. So this collaboration and license agreement follows the business model that we've used for both Orchard and Novartis. In that our collaborators get the necessary licenses they need to commercialize their products, but Biomedica gets upfront fees, product and regulatory and sales-related milestones, and ultimately royalties on sales. As far as Bioveritas is concerned, as you would have seen from the press notice, we get a $5 million upfront on closing the deal, and this is for working with them to develop their in vivo treatment for haemophilia A, factor 8, and haemophilia B, factor 9. And we'll be developing those in parallel. For Bioverativ, they get access to Oxford Biomedica's lentivector-enabled technology, particularly the ability to manufacture a vector at scale in serum-free bioreactors, and in a way that we have demonstrated with our other collaborators, particularly Novartis, that we can manufacture vector at scale and at a reduced cost with greater efficiency. This has opened up an area of in vivo treatment in gene therapy that was previously difficult to attack. You may be familiar, Oxford Biomedica in the past has pioneered in vivo treatments using lenti into the eye and into the brain for Parkinson's disease. And these are examples where you only need small amounts of material to treat the patients. What we can now do with our superior scale production system is to go after in vivo treatments targeting particular organs. And in this case, we're targeting the liver, where we will have the ability to produce at scale. Obviously, for Bioverativ, they are a leading company in the haemophilia space. In 2016, they turned over just shy of $1 billion in revenues, factor 8 and factor 9. They were spun out of Biogen, as I guess you all know, about a year ago. Prior to the news, two or three weeks ago, when it was announced that they're now subject to an acquisition by Sanofi, they had a market cap of around $6 billion, but clearly the acquisition is at a bigger premium for that. So as a partner, Bioverativ is the leader in haemophilia in terms of providing factor 8 and factor 9, and they're clearly keen to ensure that this business is something that they control and hang on to as it evolves into the next generation of treatments, particularly those that are going to be gene-based. Okay, so we have a slide that talks about the market for haemophilia, clearly with factor 8 and factor 9, and the seven major markets. Prevalent cases of A and B are predicted to rise from 51,500 in 16 to 52,000 by 2026. The US market is the biggest, according to this analysis, and sales of product to treat haemophilia in seven major markets reached $6.7 billion in 2016. Predicted to be over $8 billion by 2026. And there is clearly an identified unmet need for treating haemophilia with a one-off long-term treatment. Clearly a lenti approach is competing with AAV, which is already in the clinic, but we believe that the way lenti operates by integrating into the cells in the liver will provide long duration, potentially lifelong treatment, which may not be the case for other systems. So the next slide talks about how we do the in vivo gene therapy, where we're using our standard lentivector approach to incorporate the DNA encoding factor 8 or factor 9. And then getting that into the cells in the liver via systemic delivery. Once that happens, then the proteins are expressed, and we know from our previous clinical experience that once you get these genes into the cells, they will continue to express things for a very long time, potentially lifelong.
Okay, so I'll take you through slide 11 and slide 12 now before I hand back to John. I think quite rightly the rest of this presentation has been looking at the Bioverativ
announcement and licensing deal. I think this gives us a chance to look at how this fits into the wider Oxford Biomedica portfolio. And there are a few things to be noted on this slide. Obviously, the Bioveritiv collaboration at this stage are both preclinical, and in the same way as the Novartis deal in 2014 was preclinical, we're looking to move this forward, achieve the milestones, work closely with Bioveritiv to get this into the clinic and further towards the market, where our interest in the long-term royalties on that product will then crystallise. How it fits in with the rest of our portfolio is interesting. So if you look at a couple of things to be highlighted on this slide 11 is that the Parkinson's disease product, our own in vivo treatment for Parkinson's in the brain, we are currently working very hard to execute the strategy of spinning that out or out-licensing that product at the same time getting that ready for the clinic. So you know, we have some significant interest in data room at the moment, and you know, we're hoping that we can show that we can execute on that part of the strategy. In terms of partners' products, just jumping down there, of course, DLBCL is the next indication for the CD19 gene of Novartis that is currently Kymriah for ALL. They're on an accelerated regulatory pathway to launch in the near future in both Europe and the US for DLBCL, and in Europe for ALL. So that's very exciting for us. Orchard is a very interesting company. Its ADA SCID product is looking to reach the end of its pivotal trial this year. And again, we're working closely with Orchard Therapeutics as one of our early collaborators to help them commercialize their product and further round out the gene therapy market in the US. Just switching over to slide 12, this really is a slide about the people in the Lenti world, the Lenti universe. We're very proud to be able to put the dotted orange oval around the Bioveritiv name. We're hoping to put some more dotted orange ovals around other names on here. And we should also appreciate that as a direct consequence of our innovation here at Oxford Biomedica, the number of names on this page will grow and grow because the number of therapeutic areas now open to the lentiviral approach has grown. As Peter mentioned beforehand, it used to be the very small volumes in the eye and the brain in vivo and some of the smaller volume ex vivo therapies where lenti existed. Now the proof of concept is that we can work with Bioveritiv to treat the liver, and there's no reason why some of the other larger organs shouldn't be treated either. And we're working very hard, as John mentioned, to innovate that platform. So we're not standing still. We're innovating. So we're looking at the next generation of treatment after the bioreactors into something else. And, you know, these collaborations are enabling us to innovate all the time and keep that IP for either development of our own products coming out of early stage discovery or to use on with our new partners, potential new partners in the future. And with that, I'll hand back over to John for a summary.
Thanks, Jim. We've got three summary slides to take you through, and the first one here talks about our new deal for Bioveritiv, this $5 million upfront and up to $100 million product-related milestones for regulatory and sales and development. But of course, there's the royalty as well. The royalty is our business model where we have this long-term financial interest going forward. As Peter said, the haemophilia market is now up at $6 billion in 2016, and there is an unmet medical need for a one-off long-term therapy. Gene therapy approaches to haemophilia are transformative, and this partnership, which we do believe will offer a new patient treatment option. Moving to slide 15. We now look forward to our news flow that we think is coming. We expect in 18 to see the second product from Novartis in the clinic. Of course, we're already getting royalties now from Novartis for CTL19. Expected approvals for Novartis moving forward in Q1 18. We expect to see DLBCL approved in the US. And also in Europe, we expect to see pediatric ALL and DLBCL approved in Europe in Q2. Also now, with our new deal here with Bioveritiv, we start moving those drugs towards clinic for haemophilia A and B. For the platform, we do expect to do further contracts. and we have new existing ideas going on here, and we have feasibility going on with several customers at this point in time. We have to do further deals by the end of 18, but I'd be the first to tell you that these things are hard to predict when they get done, and we are on feasibility in some cases for 12 to 18 months. These things can take quite a long time. The backbone of our model and why we are so competitive in the market and probably the best out there currently is because we have perfected the 200 litre bioreactor and found this tenfold reduction in cost of goods per vector per patient. And this means we are very competitive now. All our new customers go straight into this new process B, as we call it, 200 litre bioreactor, which is serum free. And onto our in-house products, again, very exciting there. We have a lot of interest at this point in time. Again, it's been stoked heavily by the approval of Kymriah last summer and, of course, the uptake in interest in cell and gene therapy. We're looking for spin-outs or special purpose vehicles here, as well as potential licensing deals, and we have people in the data room currently who are taking our products very seriously. Over the page. The next slide gives you a feeling of how it could look by the end of 2018. It's split into three parts. Left-hand side first, talking about our core platform for R&D. We continue to work on discovery and research to find new ideas to bring forward, and these will go into our product candidates as we go forward and find the attractive ideas. I work with Green Cross LabCell. We'll actually bring forward the lead candidate by the end of 2018 to go forward there into the clinic at some point in time in the future. And we continuously develop our platform to make sure we are at the forefront of activities there and make sure we're the best possible partner for customers going forward in this area. We believe doing all of this will allow us to actually keep at the forefront of activities and get new deals as they come in. And as I said earlier, we will get new deals in this area. For our product pipelines, let's first of all look at our priority products. We plan there to spin these out, as I said a minute ago, and progress these towards phase 1-2 studies. From Novartis, we're now supplying commercial materials for them. We're getting royalties from CTL19, and during 18 we'll see the second CART product into clinical development, and we expect to get further CART products to work on with them. Sanofi, Stargardt's disease, we expect this going towards the end of the pivotal trial, moving into it in 18, and the results coming out from that probably in 19 or 20. Immune Design, again into a clinical trial there. Orchid Therapeutics, OTL101, or ADA Skid as they call it, this will be in a pivotal trial and close to completion by the end of 18. And San Filippino A will be in development in 18 as well. For Bioverativ, we are working hard with them already and have been for quite a long time now to take these drugs towards clinic for haemophilia A and B. And we expect to do further partnerships here going forward as we move through 18 to 19. If we succeed in all of these things, and there's no reason why we shouldn't at this point in time, we'll have our laboratories and bioprocessing suites extremely busy, and at a point in time in the future, we might have the discussions of having further deals in place and have to think about what we do next capacity-wise. For the moment, we stay as we are. We can satisfy everything we have at the moment with what we have today. Any questions, please?
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. You can press the hash key to cancel your request. So once again, it's star and one for any questions. Your first question is from Peter Welford from Jefferies. Your line is now open.
Oh, hi, yes. Thanks for taking my questions. I've got two. Firstly, just when you think about the use of the lentiviral vector in this indication, I wonder whether you've done any studies looking at how this concentrates in the liver. I guess it's obvious why AAV vector has been chosen by a number of other people in this area. Have you done any studies as to how lenti can be focused onto the liver and what you tend to see with it when it's used in that way? And then secondly, just with regards to consistency of expression, I wonder if there are any other indications or vectors you've looked at where you can look at the consistency of the expression of a protein using lentivector and how this typically varies across a population when you've, I guess, with either the Parkinson's or similar indications, when you then use this to express the protein. That's great. Thank you.
Hi, Peter. Good to talk to you. I'll pass that one to Peter.
Yeah. Okay, so the collaboration with Bioverativ is an approach to treating haemophilia factor 8 and factor 9 that goes back a few years and is based upon a relationship that Biogen originally signed up with the Telethon Institute in Milan. So the underlying science to this particular product comes out of that institute. From a collaboration that Biogen did a few years ago. I mean, clearly they have published some data on preclinical models that show that using a lenti is a robust way of securing expression of factor 8, factor 9 in hepatocytes. And we can see that if we can convert this technology into something that can be manufactured at scale, and that we know from our own experience, to sort of segue into your second question, we know from our own experience in treating Parkinson's disease and inherited retinal dystrophies that we can use the lenti, we know the lentivector platform can deliver genes to specialized cell types, and because of the nature of how it integrates, you can expect to see very long-term expression. And we have now in the eye, we have published data showing long-term expression beyond 6 years without any fall-off. So I think this, in the context of the liver, which is an organ that does slowly evolve, it does it does regenerate. You would expect an approach using a lentiviral vector to maintain its expression whilst the liver is growing. Other vector types like AAV, which are clearly already in the clinic, do integrate to a small degree, but over time you might expect their expression to drop off. That data hasn't been shown yet. But in the context of using lenti into the liver, we know that there is no pre-existing immunity to the vector system, so you don't have to screen out patients. And we believe you will get a very long-term expression without the need for any re-administration.
That's great. Thank you.
And as a further reminder, for any further questions, it's star and one on your keypad. It's the hash key to cancel your request. Your next question is from Daniel Wilkinson from Edison. Please ask your question.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Just a quick one, really. I mean, can you give us a better idea of timelines for the kind of moving these through towards the clinic for Bioverativ's kind of hemophilia A and hemophilia B? It sounds like what you're saying, you're looking at it as quite a kind of a key kind of collaboration here, and you want to move it quickly. Can you just kind of elaborate on that bit, if possible?
I think that's one we can say, yes, we want to move as quickly as possible. Some of these hemophilia drugs have moved very quickly. I think, though, we can't really comment on hemophilia's approach here with Bioverativ, because effectively I think they should answer that question, not us. I think we're sort of under confidentiality on that.
Okay, thank you. And then just a quick follow-up on the kind of capacity on the broader side. I mean, this is looking at kind of manufacturing capacity as well, but also the kind of the earlier stage kind of capacity when it comes to designing from the kind of the initial products. I mean, is that similar? Do you think you need to expand that in the future, or do you think that's all there and the kind of you're ready to go?
I think as we are today, with what we have today, working with Bioverativ to go to the clinic, we are in a place where we can satisfy demand. I think it'd be a great business problem to have in the future to have to worry about capacity and expand it if we have further deals coming into the business. We expect further deals, and we will look at this again regularly as we do as a board.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Miles Dixon from Peel Hunt. Your line is now open.
Hi there, John Stewart. Great news today. Congratulations. You covered most of my questions in your presentation, but if I could, can I just ask, can you give us any more guidance or commercial structure around the expectations from the Bioverativ deal? For instance, is the royalty rate similar to your expectations for Novartis? And whether you can give any colour on whether the announcement had been somewhat delayed by the Sanofi deal? Thank you.
I think as far as further detail around the scope and structure of the deal, we really can't say any more at this point in time. It's a very competitive deal. We're very happy with it. And as far as actually working with Bioverativ, they have assured us, with their current deal ongoing in the background, that what we're working on with them won't be affected on a time basis. We expect to go forward as normal. So I think that's probably the best answer I can give you today on that part.
No problem, understood. Thanks very much.
Okay.
As a final reminder, if you still wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your keypad and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions in the queue. Please continue.
Well, thank you very much all for dialing in. It's been a pleasure to talk to you today, and we're very delighted to have talked about this deal and what it does for Oxford Biomedica. Thank you all very much.
That does conclude your conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.